Today's Mishnah in Masechet Kelim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Kelim Perek Chof Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Now, there are other things that we have that are sometimes going to be Mitami Tumas Midrash, sometimes not. So if you've got a mitah or a kar or a keset shel mate, things that are going to be used for carrying out a mate to a funeral. So whether that's the stretcher that they use or a pillow or a cushion, hare elu to me'im midras, these things are considered to be midras, even though lamaisa, of course, the mate himself is not considered to make something roy for Mishka for Moshe. However, since what happens is that sometimes the relatives, they come and they sit and they cry on these things and sit on the bed. So because of that, it ends up being considered to be used for a chai as well, and is royal Mishka Vumosha. Getting back to our favorite office chair, which is really what we call the kala chair, which is, as we saw earlier, is made basically like an office chair. So it's got that bottom piece, which is the chair, and then it's got the slats that make this nice little arms and bottoms. It's a typical design, actually, for an office chair today. So that's called the Kisei Shel HaKala. So these are basically formal kind of things. They're more ceremonial than they are for standard usages. Or they have very specific usages for particular times. So the Kisei Shel HaKala is meant to be used for a wedding. A Mashber Shel Chaya, that's a birthing stool, is obviously only used during labor. A kisei shel koveis, shehu chorem alav et hakelim. How about a guy who washes, he's washes clothes, he's a laundryman. So it's basically what that is not really something that he sits on. It's an ironing board. So what he does, he puts something on top of this flat table, puts another board on top of it, and then he'll sit on top of the board in order to add his weight to the board to make it ironed properly. So that's a pressing board. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, all of these things are not meant as real moshav. They're being used as specific tools or symbols. And because of that, Rabbi Yossi does not include something that is not meant for actually resting on. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that meaning of moshav is resting moshav, not just the fact that it will support your weight. And because of that, it will not become tameh. So we said before, obviously, when we use the case of the kala as an example of something that is mekabel tumas midras, it's not lefi the shitas of Rabbi Yossi. So this is like we had first the assumption, and now we have the Mishnah clarifying that that is by no means something that everyone agrees. Kelim chof gimel Mishnah hey. How about a net, which of course is what we were talking about in Shabbos yesterday. So if you have a fisher net, a cherem, that's tamei, but it's tamei because of the solid piece that's at the bottom. So you start with that piece of cloth at the bottom, and then you weave the ropes around that. So the cloth could become tamei, but the pieces of the net, which have this big space for things to fall out of, that is larger than the rimonim, is not going to be considered to be a kli. It doesn't hold anything, and therefore won't become tamei. So even though the net part isn't going to be tameh, but our general klal is that when something is part of a kli that does have a base kibbo, then the entire thing becomes one kli. So because of that, because of the zuto, which is that middle part, you can always be mitami the cherem as a whole. How about the nets, small nets, rishatot, michmarot? Michmarot are traps that are also woven. So there's a good for holding that which was trapped, and they're also used for picking them up and walking around with them, or a snare for a board. That was a very simple kind of thing. When you take a box and you just put a twig on it, and then the bird comes in to get whatever's in there, and the box falls down, and it's now caught in that basket. And a paltzur is also a kind of trap for an animal, similar to that. But the important thing about all of these is that they are used afterwards to actually hold the animal in. In other words, they don't just trap it. They trap and hold and transport. And for that matter, the mitsudot of a sakarim. The sakarim are the builders of sechers. Sechers are dams. So what the fishermen would do is they would build a secher, and that would get all of the water backed up, and then they would basically trap everything in this pond, and then they would drain the pond, leaving the fish flapping, and poor fish then gets stuck in the container at the bottom. So that's also going to be holding them. So all of that is tummy, because those are real bote kibul. But there are things that you may mistake for a bait kibul, but since they're not used for any storage, they're just used for actual catching, they're not going to be mekabel tuma. So what about an akun? So an akun is a box that you put the fish hooks around the box, and then a fish swims in, and as it moves around, it gets snagged on one of the hooks on the side of the box. Or haratov, or hakluv. These are both types of bird traps. They're also the same idea, and you can't store it in there and move it around. They're not things that are moved around. These are tar. So even though you would say lemaisa, this is called a base kibul because something gets caught inside of it. A base kibul that isn't meant to be holding the thing that's inside of it, but just provides the base for the glue that traps the bird or the hook that traps the fish, that is considered to be tar. Because it's not really a base kibul that you can carry around with. That gives us a moment for Richie, I think, because this could be Richie's big moment. Hadron alach hakadur. And that means play ball again.